So I said all that to say this. As ever since COVID, this little church and a lot of churches has been struggling to with attendance and different things like that and evangelism and all that. And I would like to kind of plant a seed that we start thinking about what we need to do while we're still here in order to make sure this little church survives for another 200 years. And we're coming up, I think, 195 years this year, isn't it? I think. Something pretty close.
1834.
Yeah, so we're at 191. Yeah. So think about it. I got a hold of Sarah Campbell Carter, one of the ladies that helped do that Rural Church Revival that we did. And she is now the Conference Congregational Vitality Coordinator. And she lives down in outside of Gainesville. But and I've been talking to her. She said she would love to come up and we can maybe have a maybe a church retreat, for lack of a better term, some thinking, some brainstorming, some things that we can do to just revive the church, so to speak. The church is in a very good area where we are, and so think about it. And we've got a council meeting coming up soon, I'm sure, so we just need to start talking about it. We have a lot of gifts and graces in this church. We got resources. We end up with some money in the budget to do certain things. And you don't just throw money at situations, but you use the tools. And God, money is a tool that we can start doing something. Been talking to Travis about it and off and on for the last couple of years, really. And so, and Penny.